The system of class, the state, insists, mandates, that we limit our concept of what is altruistic to the collectivist. As an aside, just as Popper says, the state, per Plato's counsel, is set up to defeat individualistic altruism. Individualistic altruism, i.e., making justice personal, a very personal matter, which by definition means allegiance with one's personal body, which does not want to be forced. I mean, we could just sit with and talk about that for a while. Just to sit with one's own body and feel and credit and honor what it says would overturn this system. It doesn't want to be forced. Personal definitions of justice, then, i.e., one based in our allegiance to our own bodies, preclude, disallow coercion, disallow a system of coerced work. And coercion, this work system will be until each individual has sufficient means to live unbent, unbegging, free of necessity, and so free. And an interview I heard yesterday, I mean by this the 12th, with Tom Hartman on Democracy Now! Might serve as an illustration of how the state limits our concept of what is altruistic to the collectivist. He was plugging a book, the facade of which, or the formal front of which, seemed designed to reassure us about his progressive credentials, to pull us in and win him a warm welcome, seduce us to think he stood with our, we the people's, best interests. And it could just be that he, like Popper, genuinely believes that our best interests are served by incrementally bringing the state to see its people and to care about us and give us all the best amenities that a modern quote-unquote people can be provided with by the prince. But it matters little, as regardless, his words serve well the interests of the state to lull us back to sleep. Until broad discussion is allowed over the airwaves of alternative perspectives, I think we have to call such discourse propaganda, because it contributes to the suppression of all but the dominant view. He began by saying that the U.S. political system and the U.S. economic system need fundamental structural change, and then proceeded to translate this into reforms he hoped would happen, but which he acknowledged were unlikely, as the political will doesn't exist to make them. And this is always the catch-22 the progressive pundits trap us in. They refuse to call for the release of we the people from the capture of our energies, which is the coerced work system. This being our release, the only move capable of generating the political will, the accomplishment of which renders the reforms irrelevant, as we'd have a wholly new society designed by us without institutions, and so ever unneedful of reforms. And then he tells this story that acknowledges the reality of shadow governance, of the Machiavellian plotting of princes that unfolds behind scenes, saying that John Fitzgerald Kennedy et al. Plotted to kill Castro, even as they were negotiating with him the restoration of diplomatic relations, and how once Kennedy was killed, the U.S. statesmen were supposedly so afraid the people would blame Castro, and that the reverberations from this would supposedly provoke World War III. And so the statesmen heroically, quote unquote, manufacture a cover-up to protect us from ourselves. Now, this is the key ideological rationale of rule, of class, of power itself, that it is beyond our station to know the good, and so to seek perfection. And just in case we were unclear that his point was to reinforce the need for the state, which he calls the commons, which, as we know from that earlier example of Popper's, which we know is an important new old tactic of power, i.e. to take the words we value and pound them flat and insert their own stuffing and use the flaccid concept that results to lull us back to sleep. To lull us back to sleep. He tells us, quote, if you stop administering the commons with government, you create a vacuum that the Koch brothers are just waiting to step into. But this is that other new old tactic of power. Manufacture, sculpt the reality you want, in this case, our diminishment, our dependence on the statesman, and then pronounce that reality with your pundit's faithful service providing the theories inevitable so that it seems to the people right, whereas honest actors who truly do serve the best interests of the people, i.e., our getting free, would be working furiously right now to release our leadership capacities, which would not be difficult given a pundit's reach, as this is what we are inherently, and so ensure there is no vacuum, but rather powerful beings spreading their wings. Till next week, peace.